Okay, hi, this is Sister Mona. I'm going to be talking today about overcoming laziness and having absolute amazing days for the kingdom of God. Okay, let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any such as listening who is struggling with overcoming her flesh, that she just hears and receives my testimony and just really changes, and for a fire to be lit inside of her about eternity, that it's very short, this time here on earth before we go home, and that she starts to just have a hunger to get everything she can out of this present life for your kingdom, and just really has a love and a passion for just starts to see and have a love and a passion for how wonderful each and every day can be with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. ask all these prayers you send in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so first what I'm going to do is start off with my testimony, okay? I was extremely lazy before I got saved and after I got saved. The Holy Spirit, you know, of course, started dealing with me about it. And it was bad. I was really, really, really bad. It would be good if I, like, on average, I wake up around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was overweight, and I did have a demon, and that's a whole different, there's an earlier podcast, if you think you might have an unclean spirit or something like that, that's a different issue. But even after I underwent deliverance, I still had to change the way that I lived in terms of crucifying my flesh, because there's two different aspects to that. You know, you can have an actual spirit, you know, of gluttony and laziness and stuff like that, which can make you lazy. But even with that gone, I still, you know, the Holy Spirit, like, completely transformed my life. And I used to look at women who, like, woke up early and, like, had it together and were organized. And I was like, wow, that seems like dreamland to me. I'm like, that is really wonderful. I mean, I would see ladies that, you know, had their, you know, just were together, just, like, super organized. Like, their home would be organized, things would be labeled, you know, they just had it together. And I was like, wow, that just seems like a pipe dream. That is really nice. And I remember reading the book of Proverbs. About the woman, the Proverbs woman who just is doing all this stuff. And I was like, wow, that sounds amazing. You know, you have to be really careful with those. I strongly warn against, just on a side note, Bibles that have notes in them. Okay. That is a secret place between you and the Lord. You don't need anybody in there. Okay. When you read your Bible, all you need is just a plain old fashioned KJV Bible. You can get them for $1 at the dollar store if you have one in your area. Okay. And just you and the Word of God. You don't need people in there. Okay. Cause a lot of those teaching notes are, actually apostate, because I remember that the Proverbs woman who's extremely fruitful was dealing with me and was like, look at everything she's doing and you're not doing anything. And the notes at the bottom said, oh, you know, nobody could possibly do all these things. This might be one woman, many women put together, or sort of like a metaphor, and it completely tried to get rid of that conviction. And that was the Holy Ghost dealing with me, because he had plans for me. And I'm so grateful that he, you know, like scripture says, he that began a perfect work is able to perform into the day of his coming. And he did perform his work. So I was really, really, really bad. Really, 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 really lazy. Tons of junk food. Tons of, like, just watching, like, TV was, like, my little, you know, escape. I, you know, was addicted to, like, cupcakes. It was horrible. Really, really bad. Not a good mother at all, the way that I should have been. You know, I would not take care of my child the way that I should be. You know what I mean? I'd have, you know, him up late at night, and then he, the same type of patterns. I'm sure if the Lord didn't break me, he would have started to pick up. Did not care for him the way that I should have. I didn't neglect him, like, in a bad way or anything like that, but I just wasn't doing what a mother should do with her child. Okay. You know, I would, you know, just let him eat, like, junk food and stuff like that. And, didn't have any routine for him. It would just kind of be like, he was very little at the time, but it would just kind of be whatever I felt like doing that day is what he would do that day. And it was just like, it was just really not the type of way that, you know, the Holy Spirit wanted me to raise my child. So, so I think I pretty much explained pretty bad how bad it was. It's really, really bad. Okay, so the Holy Spirit got a hold of me, okay? And the way that he got a hold of me and transformed me, let me first do this. Let me tell you who I am now, okay? I am up 6 days a week at, 5 days a week at 4 a.m. And then 1 day a week at 5 a.m. And that's a little bit later. That's only because we go to bed later on Thursday nights, because we have what's called a Thursday party. Our family has a party every Thursday because we're just so grateful for everything the Lord has done. It's really awesome. But so I'm up the majority of the week, you know, long before, you know, sunrise. Let me see. And I have my time in prayer before my kids are up. And I set things out for the day. I get, okay, I'm trying to think because I do like a lot. And then, I've got, homeschooling, which I, get prepped also early in the morning and my family's meals early in the morning. And then, after all that's all organized for the day, I exercise every day, not excessively, just for like about 30 minutes, but that exercise includes, running about, I think it's about 3 miles. And that's a couple, that's like 3 times a week. And then other times a week is, high intensity jump rope and then ballet. And that's all done also too, right around sunrise, around 7 a.m. That's done early in the morning. And then, after that, which is really special to me because, having been overweight for so long, like being a runner, which apparently I actually have a really good time. My husband said that it's, military, it's like a good military standard for a female, which is really wonderful because I always wanted to be a runner. And then after that, I have my kids, my son also too has his morning exercise routine, and all my children will. I currently have 2 and I intend to have far more children. I love having children. But as they get to that age group, he's got his exercise done also early around 7 a.m. And then after that, you know, I get all washed up and start my day. My kids are lined up at 9 a.m. The days vary slightly, depending on what's going on that morning, but it's all very scheduled. It's the same every, so like every Monday, it's the same, every Tuesday, it's the same, every Wednesday, it's the same, every Thursday, it's the same, you know, like that. They're little, they know where they're supposed to be at what time. But then around 9 a.m., my kids are just completely groomed, well-dressed, you know, teeth brushed, you know, hair done, you know, for my little girl, and they're ready for their, I'm sorry, first we have our prayer time and some morning worship, and then after that we have our prayer time first and then some worship. We use singing, okay? We do worship music for, we do worship to learn music. That's like our music class is worship music. And then after that with instruments and everything too. And then after that, that's a little bit before 9 a.m. And then they have their inspections. They're all lined up. I take a look at them, make sure that they are nice and, you know, no stains in their clothes, hair done, teeth brushed. I take a look. You got to check those kids' teeth because they will tell you they were brushing their teeth and they are not brushing their teeth. And they're ready to go. And then at 9 a.m., we start homeschooling. They have their independent study. I have them all set up. And meanwhile, I work on I am a sole proprietor of a, online home decor business. And I work on that, which, I'll talk about at a different time, but my primary focus is always, being a mommy, a wife and a mommy, but that's my job because being a mother is a very serious job. So I want to make that clear. In terms of like, I'm not off, you know, off in business land with my kids, you know, there, like I'm, my little girl is sitting right next to me while I'm working on my computer, you know, and she's telling me about all of her books and stuff like that. So mommy's not off, you know, somewhere else because that affects them. So I'm there with them, but I work on a, my, like I mentioned, I'm a sole proprietor of a online home decor business, and I work on that while the kids are doing their homeschooling, but I'm right there so I can work with them, but I'm doing both at the same time, and that's until about 11 o'clock, and then around 11 o'clock, that's done, and the home decor business includes things like poetry. I write poetry to glorify the Lord, and it's got its scripture down at the footer, even warns about the falling away and everything like that, which is really great because I can see on the little stats when I log in that there's people in Germany reading it, and just all over, you know, just there's people all over the globe, which is really great because they are there looking for, you know, some home decor, and then get down to the bottom of the footer and what's this, you know, and there's scripture, and there's a, you know, warning about the falling away, which is really great, you know, and about what, and just, of course, read your Bible, get yourself a KJV Bible and read it, you know, as a note at the bottom. So I'm really grateful for that because it gives me an opportunity just to glorify the Lord in every single aspect of my life. Every breath I take, everything I do is for Him. And then after that, you know, depending on the day of the week, because we have different subjects, it rotates. But after that's done, then we work on grammar. We work on with my little girl with cognitive development and reading. And she's doing like really good because she's only four, but she's reading like pretty much almost like a kindergarten, first grade level. You know, we do her math, and then I'll bop over, give her some independent study stuff. And then I'll work with, our son, and he's, doing, well, thankfully too. We're working on, that's a wonderful thing I love about homeschooling, because where I am, it's not regimented. So if your kid's doing well, you can move up. You don't have to stay blocked into a certain, you know, location. But what I'm trying to explain is that I have tons of fun because it's like, I'm learning, I never was good at math growing up, you know what I mean? But through homeschooling, the Holy Spirit, like, I'm learning, I don't even know where to start. Like, I'm learning, oh my goodness, just all these wonderful, you know, just grammar terms and like sentence structure and just like, some of the stuff that I work with him on at times is even at a college level. And I get to work with him with like, because he would be probably around like third grade level, but we're like starting to work at high school physics, which is great because I'm learning terms like, you know, like what's a, you know, a vector quantity and a scalar quantity and all these things. And, you know, it's just wonderful. And I'm trying to think what else. We work with arts. I'm teaching them about watercolor painting. Good grief. We make puppets, you know, and it's teaching them how to make, you know, how to make their own like puppets, not just like a, like really, really, really good crafts that then we can use later on, which I'll talk about in a minute. And so we have all these different wonderful, so I'm just not like homeschooling. What I'm trying to say is I'm like doing really great homeschooling to where I'm learning stuff, you know what I mean? And I feel like, okay, let me just keep going. So then, once again, I want to reiterate, I'm not bragging about my day, but I'm trying to tell you, okay, once again, listen to who I was, okay? I would have been asleep at this point. Okay, complete and total transformation, okay, through the power of God. So we work on all of our different subject matters, okay, all the way until about 1 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, I teach PE with my kids, which is really fun. Right now we're doing what I call butterfly races. So it's like really fun if you have small children. Even big children is still amazing. And you live in an area where there are butterflies, this is a really fun thing to do. But I, you know, to the Holy Spirit leads us in all things. But I'm just trying to show you how wonderful my days are. I take the kids and like, we sprint from flower patch to flower patch and we catch butterflies. And it's wonderful. The kids absolutely love it. They love looking at it. We have a little net that we can put them in. And we actually are even breeding butterflies, because my husband built a plexiglass, I think is how you say it, like cage that's really beautiful, and we put flowers in there, and the butterflies, we feed them, and they, you know, have caterpillars and propagate in there, and it's just really beautiful. And that's for PE. And then I do other things, like we practice volleyball. It just varies. I got them on a little schedule. Then we come home, you know, I wash up again, freshen up for lunchtime. They eat all homemade lunches, and we have snack time while my little girl watches circle time, and I check my messages and just have some time in worship and Thanksgiving also. And then after that, depending on what day of the week is, sometimes we have some more activities. I'm sorry, first they have nap time, okay? And sometimes I'll take a will take a short nap to refresh myself to keep going, because we have more of a wonderful day ahead of us. Then after that, we get I get the kids up. They visit our home library. We have a home library. We have about, probably about like 500 books, which are, just on a side note, is really great because you can get them at Goodwill for like a quarter, okay? Or you can find a lot of these outlets or like bargain places, and they sell like brand new books at like a fraction of the price, which is really great when you have children because the kids love it. I got a little basket for them, and it's like a full-on library because I actually used to work at a library. I purchased just a not too expensive library catalog program. My son's entering all of our books into the library catalog, and they love it because they can walk over, in the afternoon and visit our home library. And we've got tons of books. And I even got a little like cart, not a cart, what do you call those things? You go to the grocery store. It's like a little hand cart, and they can fill their little carts up with books. And each day of the week is different. Sometimes we'll have another subject in the afternoon that we study. And then at other times, it'll just be like free time for them while I do other things. And then I get them set up. One of the things that we have that is really fun is Bible story time. My son, all of my children are going to be reading the Bible, of course, from cover to cover. They do that instead of, they do some reading comprehension, but their primary reading comprehension is in the Bible. Just on a side note, mothers, you need to look at what those books are saying, okay? Because I had him doing like regular reading comprehension. I was like, he's learning about pagan stuff, and like it was just insane. And it was like, it was just completely like something that even me, as I was reading, I had to practice discernment. I'm like, how am I going to expect him to do this? And he's so young. So I switched that over real quick to Bible reading comprehension. I just write up questions to make sure he's understanding what's going on. And it's great because it's nice and safe. Don't have to worry about him being brainwashed. And because if you look at those reading comprehension questions, they're super easy. Like, you can make your own reading comprehension questions, on a side note, if you do homeschool. But anyways, so just be really careful with what your kids are getting, because it's just weird. Things are getting so weird. Anyways, so then we have Bible story time, which is really fun because with the reading of the Bible with our kids, and then also too, it reinforces it with little puppets, and stuff like that. And they're all puppets that are really great because we've made them in our art class. And so they have a lot of fun. They get to make little, little hand puppets that we can use during story time. And then after that, for our son, since older, he has study hall over in our library, and he works on his schoolwork. And then our daughter's got toy time, where she gets to play with just various toys. Her toys rotate from day to day. She doesn't play with the same toys every time. And then as she's playing, she's watching her Bible. They're kind of like motion songs, Bible motion songs for her development. And then during that time, because I do a lot of fasting. So, a lot of the times I'll be having my meal during this time with the Lord, which is great because the kids are nice and occupied, and and I get to have my Lord's Supper and give thanks while I'm listening to the Bible. I get to eat and just be nourished by the Holy Spirit. And then after that, usually it's about the time that my husband's coming home. And then that's when we have our big dinner with everybody. And dinner time is wonderful. I'm super grateful because my family eats very healthy. I let them eat like some processed food, because I don't want to get like really proud. I think a lot of times with all the GMO chemical stuff, people start to get to turn on to like their own strength to get to avoid it. Like, well, I eat all organic and I eat all this and I eat all that. We do eat a lot of organic food. And I am super picky about what I feed my family, but at the same time, I do let, my kids have jelly beans here and there. And I, let them have like a treat here, and stuff like that. Just like processed food, here and there, mainly because not a lot, not because I really just don't like it, but because I always want us to know for certain that it's not us and like our ability to buy good food that keeps us healthy. It's our faith in the Lord. You know what I mean? He cleanses and sanctified, and it's like it says in scripture, he says you'll eat. The verse where it says, this is Mark chapter 16, and it says verse 18, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Okay. You know, I believe in the Lord's power to heal our food. We don't tempt him. I don't feed them. I'm not, it's all led of the Spirit. Okay. I love my family. I like to look at them and see that they're healthy and they've got lots of energy and that their bodies are growing properly. My husband, especially, because, you know, men don't tend to take care of themselves the way that they, you know, that they would when they have, a wife, you know what I mean? So it's really important to me that they eat healthy. But like I said, you know, I do it as led of the Spirit so that we don't ever think it's ourselves and what we do that keeps us healthy. It's not, it's the Lord. Cause you can't, I mean, I watch people on a side note and they're freaked out about the GMO stuff. And I'm like, you need to put your faith in the Lord because you're going to go crazy with all that. I'm so sorry. I saw this interview and I was like, I wish I could just spread the gospel to this guy on YouTube, because it's like, he was trying to talk about all of the GMO food and he just looked hungry and he just looked sick because he seemed like he wasn't eating. And when he was talking, he looked so scared and terrified. I wish I had the ability to reach out and tell him, hey, listen, you don't need to be scared of this stuff. Like, we don't tempt the Lord, but you can cleanse your food by faith. You know what I mean? Like I said, we do eat. I mean, I honestly, which I'll get into in a second, I talk more about dinner, but my family eats homemade food. Like, everything they eat is homemade. Okay, like I said, with the exception of giving them a small treat or here or there, but like the meals are all homemade. Okay, and I love to take care of my family like that, so I don't feed them like just feed them junk food. But like I said, it's faith. So if they see something and I think that they will like it or something, and it's something that's more processed than usually I would get, I get it and I trust in the Lord. He cleanses all things, you know, and put my faith in Him. But at the same time, I'm grateful because, let me finish about dinner time. Dinner time is absolutely amazing in our family. Like I said, everything's like homemade. And I set it out. There's candles, there's worship music, there is, Bible scriptures playing at the same time. So we've got worship and scriptures playing in our home. The food's laid out really nice with candles on the table and a tablecloth, and they've got their little plates, which they really love, especially my daughter. She loves to go up. It's like buffet style. You know what I mean? And it's just like super wonderful and like almost has like a romantic feeling to it. It's really pretty. And they have just a blast at dinner time. Dinner time is like so much fun. We get to eat. There's no TV at all. The TV's off. We just talk to each other. And then we even have like games that we play at dinner time. You know, that the kids like to play together when they finish their food. Their desserts also too are all homemade. We have a little dessert bar where they get to go. Like, for example, last week we had Oreo cupcakes, you know, that were homemade, you know, and I put the little Oreo at the bottom and you know, filled the little cupcake liner up with some batter, and then made some homemade frosting, and they get to go, they get their cupcake, they get to put some frosting on it, and they get to put some yogurt next to it, because I like to make it balanced, so it's like Greek yogurt to set off the sweetness, you know, so it's still kind of healthy, and then some fresh apples, and they get to add to it, and then they get to cover it with sprinkles, so it's like totally like buffet. They love it. Not just them, my husband loves it too. And we sit and we enjoy a nice meal. Then we clean up and we give thanks for our wonderful meal. And then we practice Spanish. We speak a foreign language just to get extra practice as we're cleaning up. And then after that, the kids have their, my son's got his little chore list and my daughter goes in place. And then I do some ballet stretches sort of to get ready for the night. Just kind of like to, just a nice little detox for my temple. You know, where it's like, I have a little, like one of those little, I don't do yoga cause it is pagan. I found that out afterwards. I used to be into that type of stuff, but, But I still have the little like ball, and I stretch out my back and I do some nice long stretches, you know, stretch out like my legs and everything in my back. And it feels really good because it helps me relax and get ready for a wonderful night's sleep. Then after that, you know, wash my kids up. They're all ready to go. I get washed up, and I just feel really well groomed and kept. The Holy Spirit has taught me that my temple is like a, as like a flower in a garden, you know what I mean? And that has nothing to be like exalted or focused on too much, but it's a good thing he taught me to take care of my temple. You know, I always look, just like my kids look good and presentable. I'm always presentable. My hair is done. You know, I use a little bit of makeup, not a lot, you know. My hands and my feet are all manicured all the time. My clothes are always neat. You know, even when I go, you know, to bed in the evening, you know, I have a nice little, you know, evening outfit and things like that. You know, and even, you know, a little bit of perfume and stuff like that. And it just feels good inside. You know, the Holy Spirit gave me a nice little regimen that I do to take care of my my temple, to keep everything nice and well and groomed and well kept. And it's not even about vanity or anything like that. I mean, I do it when nobody's even around, because it's just, it feels good inwardly to just have that order inside. You know what I mean? Like when I go to bed and I'm nice and I'm stretched out and I've got my herbs too, you know, I put on my pillow, and things like that. And I've done, you know, some stretching for the night, you know, and I'm nice and, you know, washed up, because sometimes I do like a little bit of ballet in the evening and stuff like that. You know, and I just like to feel nice and fresh when I go to bed. I feel like it helps me have a better night's sleep, but just inwardly it feels good. You know what I mean? It feels really good to be so neat and kept and swept inwardly. Like he talks about, when an unclean spirit has left a man, you know, and come back and see it's in the, see it's nice and swept. Now that thing did try and come back, the spirit that loved me, it didn't win by thankfully by God's grace, but that was a fight, it was war. But it's true, you know, it's nice. I feel nice. Holy Spirit keeps me nice and swept inside. It feels good to go to bed and smell pretty, you know what I mean? For me, everybody's different, okay? I'm not trying to say this is for every individual sister. This is the New Testament, so each person has their own way of being according to the Holy Spirit. What I'm trying to explain, though, okay, is just that, like, all of this order that I have and control over my day, okay? I'm just trying to keep, I just want to make sure I'm faithful to share everything. You know, and I feel nice. I feel neat. My nails look nice. My feet look nice. That's a good feeling inwardly, you know, that I'm nice and groomed and kept, especially when you're a mother. You know what I mean? I get comments on it, you know, when I go for a walk, you know, where women will be like, man, and I'm, once again, I want to make this certain. I'm not bragging. I told you who I was. Okay. As a big old lazy cupcake eating, you know, sluggard. Okay. This is not me. What I'm trying to explain is that if you, which I'm going to get into detail about that here in a minute, if you give your, you know, your days over to the Holy Spirit, he can transform them. I'm like, I mean, and I feel more lovely, you know, in all honesty, more pretty than I have, you know, when I was like younger and in my 20s. I feel really, 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 really pretty inside. And once again, it's not like a vanity type thing or anything like that, or like a conceit type thing. It's just the Holy Spirit loves you. Okay. Like he, like the Father, like when the Holy Spirit started talking to me about that, I mean, and my routine is like really nice too. It's nice. That's another thing that's really glorious, is my little skincare regimen is all herbal, which is great because you save tons of money. You can, I mean, you buy like a, you know, a bottle of, you know, of coconut oil or olive oil and some salt and some sugar, and just get yourself a couple of herbs. You can mix it up. And I'm telling you, like herbal medicine is like, an herbal beauty treatments and stuff like that, they are so strong. I just, on a side note, when you buy a bottle of, like, you know, something from a store, a beauty product, okay, which I use regular beauty products or like cosmetic, like skincare products as well too, but what I'm trying to say is the majority of the stuff that I do is herbal, because it's like when you pick it up, it'll talk about the vitamin A that's in it and, you know, the extract of this. And I'm like, you know what, you can actually just buy extract for like $5 and you can add that into your oil and it's gonna be like way stronger, you know. And it'll work way better. You can see the results like instantly, like in your, like, in like your health, you know what I mean? Like when the kids are sick, and like just in your skin and the hydration, when you're using lotion, you can use it. And I use the stuff that the Lord made just straight. And it's like, oh my goodness, my skin's like not dry at all. You know what I mean? My hair, you know, I really like it. It's really long. It goes down to, you know, the middle of my back, and it's really healthy. way more healthy than it was when I used to, because I used to live in Los Angeles, and I used to like pay all this money. This would be much, much, much younger. But I used to pay all this money to get hair, my hair done. And the Holy Spirit taught me how to do it myself. I used like a gelatin pack and then some egg. And my hair is like way prettier than it's ever been. It's like amazing. I'm like, wow. And it's cost me nothing. I mean, because I couldn't, you know, once I, you know, had kids, I'm like, I can't be throwing away all that kind of money. You know what I mean? It was expensive. It was crazy. Like $100 at the beauty shop, you know, the hair salon and stuff like that. And so I'm just trying to explain, like, the Holy Spirit, you know, He loves you. He made you. And each, He says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Like each, you know, each one of us is like a flower in a garden. If you ever go to like a beautiful garden, you see how many different types of flowers there are there. They're all different. And it's like, you never see, you know, you don't want to see a daisy that's really pretty and bright trying to be a rose. You know what I mean? Trying to reshape itself. And, you know, that would just, it's just not the God made. You're a daisy, be a daisy. You know what I mean? And that's what He taught me. You know, it's like each one of us has got our way of being, okay? Our the Lord made us a certain way, and there's different aspects that He, you know, made, and that's beautiful about each individual one of us, you know what I mean? And which, the way He taught me is just, you just groom it. That's it. You just let it shine. You know what I mean? You just prune it. You water it, okay? It's not anything that's, like I said, exalted or anything like that. It doesn't take huge chunks of time, you know. It's within, you know, like moderation, but it's super easy when it's led of the Holy Spirit, you know what I mean? It's just like a little regimen, a little treatment, you know, on a weekly basis, and it's effortless, and it just is, it's like a habit, you know what I mean? And it just blossoms, you know what I mean? It's really wonderful. It's one of those things that I really appreciate, because I remember when I first had my first child, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to take care of myself anymore. I was like, I can hardly breathe, you know? I was just like, oh, I felt so sloppy. I just felt sloppy. I was just like, you know, I just had the hardest time, and it affected me. Okay. It really did, you know, because it would be like, I just felt messy all the time. I'm so sorry. Forgive me for laughing, but it's the truth. Cause I just like, I felt like a mess. I'm just constantly a mess. I don't like this, you know? You know, I didn't like that feeling. I like feeling, you know, groomed and kept and neat and tidy, you know, and I felt pretty. I really do. And it, like I said, it's not, one of the big things is those, get away from TV. Oh my goodness. That stuff will, no matter what the Lord is doing with you, you will constantly feel ugly and a mess if you are looking at those magazines. And if you're looking at that, I mean, all that stuff, it's got a whole nother spiritual connotation to it. And the Holy Spirit will lead you, you know, and for a lot of people, that is sin. You need to stay away from it, but it's all led of the Holy Spirit. But what I'm trying to say is it's just not smart. Just carnally. I mean, you don't need to look at something that's a lie to make you feel bad about yourself all the time. It's just not a good idea. But, so the Holy Spirit taught me to do that. So like, not only am I up, you know, early in the morning, you know, far before sunrise, I'm also, you know, doing this and all this, just like a habit. That's what the Holy Spirit led me to pray. Cause I would try and exercise, and it was like really hard. And I just would pray. I said, Lord, let this just be like a habit, like a second nature for me. You know what I mean? Just like brushing my teeth, just like breathing. And now it is, it's just like these routines and these habits that I have that I do every day. And they just blossom like a fruitful tree that just continually blossoms. I'm trying to think. So back to where I'd be in my little day, I put the kids have their, you know, like my son's got his chore time, and then, she's got her little free time, wash her up. I wash myself up after having done some stretching for the evening, a little bit of ballet and like little massage, you know, back massage and stuff like that too, with my feet and stuff like that. So I feel nice and relaxed, you know, and then I'm washed up myself, you know, and I've got some, you know, just some nice, like a little bit of perfume on and stuff like that. And then I do book nook with the kids. We get our little lantern. We go to our library. They pick out books. We have this little lantern thing that looks almost like a starry sky. We put it up. We sit underneath it. We read some books for the night. We read a book for the night, you know, and then I do a little, it's kind of like a little bit of like a puppet show almost, and put them down and, you know, tuck them in with kisses, you know, and then me and my husband have our time, when the kids are put down to bed, you know, just having them have a little bit more like worship time with the Lord. And then, you know, my husband and I go to bed, and before I go to bed, you know, we have Bible reading, and then we have, and like I said, I have herbs and stuff like that. And I like to do some, just a little bit too, like put my feet up and just sort of just do like a little like medicinal like detox before I go to bed. And then last thing that my eyes fall upon, you know, is just same thing when I wake up, it's prayer and Bible and worship. And then before I go to bed, it's some prayer, Same thing I teach my kids, some prayer, some Bible worship, some Bible reading, you know, worship and prayer. And then I'm off to sleep to start the next day. And then on the Sabbath, I have, that's my day where like I get to like sleep in. You know, it's so funny because it's like the Sabbath is it's a lot scripturally. But when I had an older sister tell me, you know, you should keep the Sabbath. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that. It wasn't a legalistic thing, but I was like, I would love to have a day off where I do nothing. I'm like, that sounds great. You know, I was like, that is so funny when you read the scriptures and they make it into like this hard thing. I'm like, this is a blessing. Like I get to just sleep in. Okay. Cause on Friday night, the kids and I, we all kind of stay up later. And then they sleep in and I get to sleep in, and I get to sleep in, I wake up naturally, not with alarm. No, honestly, even though waking up early in the morning, the Holy Spirit wakes me up anyways. I have an alarm, but if you pay attention, you'll notice he wakes you up. But it's great. And that's the day I like to do fasting too, which is really fun, and just kind of detox and just drink water. And like, that's the day, like, honestly, like it's the day for me where it's like, I feel like, I don't know, like a, you know how people go to spas and they spend all this money to like relax? Like, that's what I feel like I have, honestly. Like, I feel like that's a counterfeit for what the Holy Spirit can provide, because I sleep in and I like, and I just detox. It's a good day for like fasting where I just drink water and read my Bible and listen to my Bible. I'm really quiet. I don't talk very much with my family and stuff like that, because they've got their own individual Sabbath things that they like to do, because it's their day off too. So they get to just, you know, kids get to do what they want. They, my little girl likes to watch her Bible cartoons and play with her toys. My son likes to hang out in the library and just read random things, you know, and stuff like that. And then he has like these little puzzles that he likes to play with and stuff like that. It's, they get their little day off, and then we rest. I mean, the week is intense. It's intense. We do a lot every day, like I just told you, you know. And then on the Sabbath, we do nothing, like absolutely nothing. we rest hardcore, and it's glorious. I feel like just inwardly, like this deep spa treatment, you know what I mean? I hate to say that because it's such a worldly term, but it's like, I just feel like when you see those spas where they go and there's the water trickling and the candles and it's so relaxing and the music, like they're trying to counterfeit like what the Holy Spirit, honestly, for me, gives me every week, which is like this deep relaxation where I detox and purge just inwardly and spiritually, and even to like to in my temple as well, and just relax. Like I just feel like all this junk comes out of me, you know what I mean? I just get like washed inwardly, and the Holy Spirit just like refreshes me, where it's like I don't think about anything. There's no work on the Sabbath, and it's not, like I said, it's not a legalistic thing. It's I don't want to deal with anything. Everything's done on Friday. All of my cooking, all of my homeschooling, everything that I need to have done is finished on Friday. Housework, everything's finished at the end of the week. Okay. And that's another thing the Holy Spirit gave me, is a little routine where it's like on each day, you know, we do this. This is our laundry day. This is our, you know, bathroom cleaning day. This is our this. This is that. And it's all organized so that everything stays nice and clean and organized. And like I send them with the kids too, they're organized. Their little toys are all in bins. Okay. Everything's separated for each day of the week for their toys, like I mentioned with my daughter. And then in our classroom, everything's separated and organized into bins. Also, everything is really super organized. Everything's done on Friday night by the time that we go to bed. And on Saturday, I've got nothing to do but just relax and enjoy my day off. And it is great. And I tell you, it is far better than any $10,000 spa treatment, I can guarantee you. Because I feel just brand new on Sunday morning. It is amazing. Like completely refreshed. Like I'd gone on this intense vacation. That's just not physical, because like it's not just about like incarnal where I like don't do anything and I rest. I still exercise for me on the Sabbath, though. Like I said, that's because like I had a demon, but the exercise is light. Like it's just very moderate. I don't even like barely break a sweat or anything like that. It's very moderate and light, so it is a restful exercise, but it's just for me, because which I'm gonna talk about in a minute, keeping that, you know, my flesh under my foot. Okay. But it's super relaxing, and just inwardly, I feel like just, oh my goodness. Like I took off and went to heaven and came back. That's how it feels, in all honesty, ready to start the week and start all over again, you know, and have a wonderful week for the Lord. And what I'm trying, the reason why I went through this whole day, okay, and then again, cooking, I do that on Friday. The Lord gave me a routine, a schedule. Friday afternoon, that's when I do my hardcore cooking, where I'm making like, and my family not only has that nice, you know, dinner experience, but it's like, it's, I mean, there's salad, There's a side dish, there's a main dish, there's, usually like 2 to 3 sides, fresh vegetables. Like I told you about the dessert bar. I mean, it's a meal, you know, they'll tell you it's a meal. And it's really cute because my little girl loves it. And there's like a little dinner bell that I ring for dinner time and she loves it. She comes running out. She's super excited about dinner. And once again, you know, ladies, just on a side note, just stay away from the stuff of the world, because it's like this is on a side note, but when I look at my daughter and I just think about how, like, I couldn't eat when I was little and it totally backfired. I ended up getting a demon and being overweight anyways. But with all that brainwashing and all the indoctrination, with all those, you know, stuff on TV and all that type of stuff, if you're into that, then your daughter's going to be into that. And it's really sad because, you know, I look at her and she can just eat. You know, she eats healthy food. She's not overweight or anything like that. And all my kids are healthy. You know what I mean? They're a nice size. I like to keep a little bit of fat on them because if you, as a mother, you know, when your kids get sick, they tend to not eat. So I like to have that, you know, a healthy amount of fat on them for that fat reserve so that they do get sick. I'm not worried because they're like getting super skinny and like, you know, that can make you more nervous because they look really, really, really sick. But, you know, the Holy Spirit taught me, you know, they need to be a healthy weight so that if they do get sick, they will have that fat where if they need it, they'll be okay, you know, because a lot of times, you know, like I already mentioned, when kids get sick, they don't eat. But they're healthy, you know, like I said, we have PE and everything like that, but she can eat. She doesn't have to worry about, like, she's going to be free from all that brainwashing stuff where she's going to be like, I can't have my cupcake. She eats, you know, and she's happy and she's free. Let your kids be free. You be set free. Let your kids be set free. Get away from all that nonsense. You know, feel beautiful, feel happy in the Holy Spirit because he loves you and he made you, you know, he's wonderfully and fearfully made, it says in scripture, you know, and, you know, just get away from all that. All that stuff is just a bunch of mental abuse from Satan, all that type of worldly stuff. Anyways, I don't want to go on and on about that, but it's a good feeling to look at my daughter and see that she's free from that. You know, she can just enjoy her dessert. I personally don't eat dessert and stuff like that. I make it just for my family because, like I said, I had a demon, so I stay away from like sweets. But my sweets are different. They're like Lara bars and yogurt with honey, you know what I mean, and fresh fruit and, you know, bananas with cocoa powder. It's really good, absolutely delicious. Anyways, you know, but then on Friday we go through and I cook up all the food for the week, you know, and it's all set up and put into, you know, containers and ready to go for the week. I make their sandwiches for the week. I make my husband breakfast in the morning. It's really nutritious. I'm really grateful for it. It was a knockdown, drag out fight to get him to eat healthy. But he has a nice solid breakfast, you know what I mean? Same thing with his lunch. And what I'm trying to, like, just explain, the reason why I've gone through all this detail to explain my day is that you can absolutely dominate your days, okay, my sisters in Christ. You can own it, okay? All those things where you sit there, if you are lazy like I was, and you're looking and you're thinking, man, I would love to do this, man, I would love to do this, man, I would love to do this, but I just can't. You can, okay? All right, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me. You can. You can wake up and just put those feet on the floor and own your day from top to bottom, like I just talked about, okay? I'm doing tons of stuff, and I'm pretty sure, even as I went through all this, once again, I'm not bragging for one second. I'm trying to tell you this because I want you to know what is possible, okay? What is possible, okay, with the Lord, what he can do with you, okay? What you can have, okay? But it's got to be through him, by him, and for him. The way that it all started was my prayer closet, okay? Morning, afternoon, and night, okay? He called me into prayer, okay? I pray throughout the day. I talk to him always throughout the day. But there are these pillars in my day, morning, afternoon, and night, where he said, come and talk with me. And I did, okay? And I would read my Bible, and I would, you know, pray, and I would just, you know, have my time with the Lord. And it would not move, and he let me know that. It doesn't change. Doesn't matter what happened. Then, I mean, our family's been through nightmares, okay? Horrible things, all types of opposition. You can't this morning because this is going on. You can't, this is going on. This is going on. That's going on. This is going on. You know? And it was like, yes, I can. You know, no temptation overtake as he says, no temptation is, let me see that scripture so I can read it accurately. Okay, sorry about that. It's 1 Corinthians, not Timothy. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So, I mean, you're going to be tempted, you know what I mean, if you, when you've got this thing going with you and the Lord, okay, where every day you commit, you know, because you don't have to do anything. That's a wonderful thing. We're under the New Testament, so it's like, it is so easy to bear fruit. I mean, it really is. All you got to do is just show up and pray and ask and be humble about it. You know what I mean? Like this, I want to make this clear. With this day, these days that I have with all of this fruit where I'm doing all of this different stuff, this is not anything. Oh, there's another thing too I want to share is my family does, like, I practice herbal medicine with my family. So like when they're sick, you know, I don't have to take them to the doctor. I've got all my herbs all set up. I know what herb to give them for a stomach ache. I know what herb to give them, you know what I mean, for for just different types of stomach ache, for a headache, for this, for that. When they get cut, I know what type of oil to put on it so that it'll heal up naturally. Just all that type of stuff, you know what I mean? And it's a nice feeling to be able to take care of my family like that, because I am not a fan of modern medicine. That stuff, man, I'm like, wow. I think, you know, this is just me, okay? But I think herbal medicine is the way to go, because it's like, you take a look at those side effects on one little bottle, and I'm like, wow, whereas the side effects for your herbs, a lot of times, is that it's going to benefit you in other areas. You know what I mean? For example, you know, like garlic is just a really easy one. A nice, easy, natural antibiotic, and it's also an antioxidant, which is, you know, good for cleaning up free radicals, and it's also good for, you know, just a whole bunch of it. It's a good detoxifier. Like, so it's like the side effects with herbal medicine is like, it's good. You know, you take it for this ailment, but it's also doing other good things for your body, and it works naturally with your body too. But what I'm trying to say is, this whole thing, I didn't do it, okay? I didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to own a business. I'm going to homeschool. I'm going to teach physics. I'm going to, you know, you know, I'm going to run, you know, 3 miles today. I'm going to do this. I'm going to cook a restaurant style dinner for my family. I didn't do all that at all. All I did, you know what I mean, was go and pray. He just commanded me, come talk to me 3 times a day. I said, yes, Lord. And from there, it's like a tree. It just blossomed. You know what I mean? It's like that right there. Okay. He says, you know, abide in me and I in you, for without me, you can do nothing. You know, he says, I am the vine. My Father is the head, the husbandman. So like you, it's like he just put this vine inside of my day, and that's it. Morning, afternoon, and night. That's it. There was other stuff involved. Okay. And then just from that, it just blossomed. Okay. And it was small, super small. The type of stuff that I'm talking about didn't happen overnight. Okay. For example, like the website that I have, it's a beautiful website. I mean, it's really pretty. You get compliments on it all the time, you know, cause it's not just, you know, it's not just a home. It doesn't just sell home decor. It's pretty. It's laid out beautifully, you know, because I love the Lord. Everything I do is for him. And I want it to look nice. You know, I want it to look beautiful for him. You know, that didn't happen overnight. You know what I mean? That was something that's just small, little. It says that the kingdom of heaven is as a grain of mustard seed. So it starts small. My exercise was so overweight. My husband laughed at me. He's like, what are you doing? But the Holy Spirit commanded me, because he didn't understand, but it was between me and the Lord. I was like, I need to lose some weight. I am not happy. I'm super lazy. I want to get in shape. You know what I mean? I would like to be in shape. And the Holy Spirit said, just go and dance for 30 minutes. That's it. Okay. First I had my prayer time every day. And then just little by little, this is how it worked, is he would just, okay, now go and dance for 30 minutes. That's it. Super simple. Okay. I can do that. I can dance for 30 minutes. I can get up and run, you know, like I do now, you know what I mean? But I could dance back then. I said, okay. So I just started dancing a little bit. And then surely he said, okay, now add this in. And it was manageable. I can do that. Okay, now add this in. Okay. And before I knew it, you know, I'm really in like great shape. You know what I mean? Like I told you, like my husband, because he used to be in the military, like my running time is good for like, by like military standards. This is really great. Cause I'm like, how old am I? I think I'm almost like 40 now. That's like pretty good. You know, so like, it's just something to where it's like, he does it. Okay. I didn't do any of these things, okay? Okay, all of it was done, okay? Just with small changes over time, you know, where the Lord would just tell me, you know, go do this. And all of it, it's all just the Holy Spirit. But I want to share with you some things that he did have me do. And it's all, you know, it's different according to, you know, each sister. But one thing I do want to explain, though, okay, is it comes from that. And it's an act of faith, you know, where you need to abide in the vine anyways, okay, because that's a commandment from Christ himself. He says, abide in me and I in you, okay? This is the book of John, okay? He commands us to do it. But what I'm trying to explain is that, like, if you feel like, you know, you just have all these things that you want to do and you're just not doing any of them, you know what I mean? All the power is right there with Christ. And it's an act of faith, because you may feel like, well, if I just have time in prayer, how is that going to make all this happen? Don't think that way, okay? Because it's just wrong. It's just wrong. It is. It's just wrong. What happens is you need to have faith. You go and you spend time in prayer with him, and he just quietly tells you, go do this, go do that, go do this. And the next thing you know, there you are looking back, and you're like, wow, I'm totally different. And you don't even notice how it happened. You know what I mean? And so but what you don't want to do is you don't want to be like just be sort of like a victim of your day, is the only way I can explain it. That's really what it was like, a victim of my day. It's just like things would happen, this would happen, that would happen, and it was just kind of the day would just carry me through it. You don't want that. You want to have authority over your day, where you control your day each and every day, and it's doing what you're commanding it to do, okay? You're taking authority of it by the power of God for the kingdom of God, okay? Some of the things, though, that he did have me do was, for example, waking up early. It was really hard when I first started waking up early. I would be really tired, be falling asleep in my prayer closet. But he, you know, objects in motion, he told me, he used, which is again why I love teaching. We call it creation studies, because I'm not really big on the word science. But anyways, you know, for what, you know, people are used to calling it, a science class. I love it because as I'm, you know, teaching the kids, like, it talks to me about eternity. You know, all of creation declares the glory of God, scripture says. And it's like, I sit there and, you know, you'll be going through a trial and you're sitting there, you know, teaching, you know, about like trees, or teaching about, you know, for like for physics even, you know what I mean? Or teaching, you know, astronomy, you know what I mean? And it's like, wow, oh my goodness, like, okay, so, you know, this planet Venus was made this way on purpose. This is a good indication of like what's going on over here, you know? It's like, it talks to you, it just teaches you about the things of the spirit. It's really wonderful. But anyways, it's like, it's like that, objects in motion tend to stay in motion, objects at rest and to stay at rest. And then again, this is the same thing, you know, he sees at the end of Revelation, he says, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. You know what I mean? It's like in the morning, he would wake me up. You know what I mean? And that's not right now. You have the time is now to change that. But there's a time where you're just going to stay exactly where you are. Okay. The book of Revelation says it's going to stay like that. You know, now is the time to repent. But it's just like things like that, you know, they declare the glory of God, all of it. His character and his personality, you know, it speaks through his creation. It's really beautiful. But like waking up, for example, we're trying to wake up early, like what the Holy Spirit taught me, and it's individual though, 'cause he's going to teach everybody, each one of you, something different. Okay. But for me, it was like, okay, you can't let your body wake up. You have to wake yourself up. That's the first step, is getting up and like taking authority over your flesh, saying, I'm going to wake you up. You're not going to wake me up. You know what I mean? Be it with an alarm, or if the Holy Spirit wakes you up. A lot of times when you're woken up in the middle of the night, sometimes it can be a demonic attack, but a lot of times it's the Holy Spirit saying, wake up and talk to me, wake up and read your Bible, you know, wake up and spend some time with me. Always need to practice discernment, but a lot of times it's just him waking you up, and then sisters end up going back to sleep. You don't want to do that. You're missing out on a wonderful opportunity to spend time with him. But, you know, that's what he taught me. He said, you know, just get up and move your feet. That's it. It's all just stepping out in faith. Just wake up and get moving. You know what I mean? With cooking, you know what I mean? It was like, I really wanted to make better meals for my family. I wanted to have, you know, wonderful, you know, more nutritious meals. And I started small. He said, okay, just make this. And he said, okay, now add this in. Oh, okay. This is not so bad. Okay. Things look way harder than they are. Running, for example, you know what I mean? I was like, man, I'd really like to run more. He said, just get out there and start jogging. Okay. You know what I mean? And then, okay, now jog a little faster today. Okay. Jog a little faster this day. Okay. Next thing I know, I'm doing it. I'm moving. moving. I'm like, wow, you know, so it starts with like these really small things, but it's him. You just put your faith in him and you obey him, and he'll talk to you and he'll say, okay, now do this. And he'll show you, you know, throughout your day. You're probably doing tons of stuff that's like a huge waste of time. Tons of stuff that's a huge waste of time. There's better ways to do it. You can pray. You can always just be praying, Lord, help me. How can I do this and save time? Do I really need to be doing this? Is there a different way to do this to be more efficient? You know what I mean? That give me more time, you know? And then also too, you know, it's like, some of the things that I'm doing, I want to explain, you know, they sound hard and like, oh my goodness, like that's like so much, you know, but in all honesty, like it's, you have to understand it, this place is a big fat lie. Okay. It's not what it seems. The only thing that's real is, you know, within you is the Holy Spirit. That's what's real. So like, as I'm doing things, cause when I first started homeschooling, I was like, oh my goodness, it's going to be so hard. Oh my goodness. I was trying to just fast track it. I was like, is there an easy way to just get this done? But then the Holy Spirit, you know, he ministered onto me. He's like, you could be having a blast doing this. And he's like, wouldn't you like to learn about this? Wouldn't it be really wonderful to be educated in this area? You know what I mean? Wouldn't you like to learn about this? And I'm like, you know what? Yes, I would. This would be amazing. You know? And he just started, you know, teaching me that like, it's not where you are and what you're doing. It's what he places in your heart and in your mind, because scripture says that we're seated in heavenly places. So I'm not, when I'm teaching class, I'm not doing a job. Let's get this done. Let's learn this. You know what I mean? I'm with him off in a heavenly place where I'm sparkling like a diamond. It's really beautiful. I'm really happy. Like I'm sitting there learning something. My mind is being like ignited with all these types of wisdom and understanding. Like it feels like I can like just see, like with grammar class, I'm not just teaching grammar. Like I'm teaching, you know, I'm teaching a way to communicate where like, you know, it's like words can be a beautiful song. You know what I mean? Like that's how the Holy Spirit's taught me when I'm like teaching, like, you know, my, like our son, you know, these difficult grammar, mechanics, you know what I mean? That can be hard if you're just sitting there trying to remember, okay, what's this, a predicate? What's this? What's that? You know, what's a, you know, what's a subjunctive this and this and that and all these like really complicated types of terms, you know what I mean? when thesis statement and all these types of things, when you look at it like that, but when the Holy Spirit is with you, you don't see it that way. I don't see that. I see, I'm teaching, you know, my son how to just express, you know, what the Holy Spirit has put inside him and, express it in a way that's beautiful and like rhythmic to the ears and pleasing, you know what I mean? Or I'm teaching him how to, you know, understand the language and manipulate sentences to where he can change how they mean, you know, what they mean by moving one word in a different place and another word into a different place and, you know, using a different word that's more expressive and using things, you know, different personifications and alliterations, you know, to express something and just create this beautiful picture in the mind. It's like, it's like roses. I don't know how to explain it. It's like when you're with him, you're not just like homeschooling as this big, hard job. I got to get this done. It's like this opportunity to like walk in this beautiful garden with the Lord where it's just, everything is just blossoming. And there's just, you know, flowers and butterflies. It's really beautiful, you know, and it's just the same thing with like, just all these things that I'm doing. Like when I'm running, you know, it's like, somebody look, oh my gosh, it's really hard. I used to listen to music, you know what I mean? And then the Holy Spirit got rid of a lot of wicked music, but even still, I would just kind of try and listen to music, anything to get myself running. But then he changed, he's taught me to think about everything that you're thankful for. And I was like, this is really fun. So I'd be running, and he had me go through my day and think about all the beautiful things that I love that day and give thanks. And next day I know I'm running faster and faster. I don't even need headphones. You know what I mean? Like my mind is off in like paradise and I'm just blasting through my run, you know, giving thanks and having a terrific time. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I didn't even feel like I was exercising. I was like totally detached from my body. My mind and my heart were off and away with him. I'm just trying to think of other ways where but what I'm trying to say, it's all him. You just humble yourself before him and you say, you know, this is, you know, like for my, the business that I own, I started that because I just wanted some extra income, you know what I mean? For the family and stuff like that. And he totally transformed it into this thing where like the website's like a work of art. There's poetry on it and stuff like that. He can do anything. You know what I mean? I'm trying to just think, you know, dinner time, like it's not just let me, I gotta feed my family. It's an opportunity to have like a restaurant style, better than a restaurant style in all honesty, experience with my family where things are just beautiful and there's music playing. It's relaxing. It's so soothing to the soul and it's so peaceful and it's just fun. It's just really fun, you know? And so all these things that I'm saying to where it's like, I'm doing this and this. It could even possibly look like a lot of work, but it's not. I mean, like, you know, it's so funny because, you know, talk about this at a different time. You know, whenever you're doing something like this for the glory of God, because all this bears fruit. My kids are doing well. People see it. I go for walks. So, you know, my kids are taking care of. My house is blossoming. You know, it bears fruit for the glory of God. You know, you're going to get demonic attacks, of course. And Satan's going to resist you tooth and nail when you're doing things like this. But the thing is that, you know, when these things happen, it's not like, oh, you know, it's like I got a day off from work. It's not like that. It's like, I, you know, when, like, for example, you know, when my kids get sick, they're upset that they have to miss class. They don't want to miss class. It's really funny because it's so different. You know, when you're little and you're in school, you're like, oh my goodness, I don't want to go to school today. It'd be great if I didn't have to. My kids are not like that because the Holy Spirit makes it so fun and so wonderful and so glorious that when my kids get sick and they have to stay in like the room and rest, they're upset and they want to get better. They're like crying. They're like, let me go. I want to go out to PE. I want to go to class. You know, they have like so much fun, you know, even me too. When things stand in the way, I'm like so upset. And the reason why, because these days are Christ. They're him. They're of his spirit. You're spending time with him. Okay. They're of his spirit. They're him. I don't know how else to explain it. You're just spending time with him and in him. And it's beautiful and you're loving and you're happy. You know, this verse here, this is the end of the book of, Luke, okay, this is Luke, let me see here, sorry, chapter 24, okay, starting at verse, let's start at verse 50, it says, and he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them, and it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And we're continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. And it's just that verse, like, just dealt with me where it's like they're just continually praising and blessing God. Like, they're just continually happy. Now, Holy Spirit used that where it was like, wouldn't you like to be continually happy, Ramona? I was like, mm-hmm, yes, I would love to be continually happy. And I found out you can be continually happy. You got to repent. You got to repent. You got to get out of sin. You got to humble yourself. You got to do what he says. You got to keep his commandments like he says. Got to abide in the vine. But you can have days where you're just, you know, and then this is again, a second. This is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. It says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good, and let him seek peace and ensue it. You know, so it's like you can't be, you're not going to have peace with God. You're not going to have beautiful days if you're caught up in sin, of course. Okay. But, once you got that down, of course, you know what I mean? You know, it's you can have these beautiful days from the Lord where it's just like, you know, just like he says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me. You know, it's like, you can just dominate your day from like head to toe, you know, from the minute you wake up, and the Holy Spirit will lead you, you know, but it just all starts there with like, and that can't be moved. Okay. That prayer closet, that every day time of the Lord, it can't budge. You can't let anything come between you and the Lord. You got to fight tooth and nail because Satan will come, but resist the devil and he will flee from you. Okay. It'll be for a season and then he'll get the point. You got no chance here, buddy. You know, just keep moving. I'm sticking with the Lord. Okay. All types of things. Your kids will pop up, you know, things that'll look nice. This is important. Oh, this is really important. You got to worry about this. Got to do this. A bunch of junk. Cause he knows how powerful that prayer closet is. I mean, just imagine if the Lord, if I had broken back then, you know what I mean? He was calling me to buying the vine every day, you know, I wouldn't have all these wonderful things that are going on every day. You know what I mean? You know, and then again, your flesh, you need to crucify it. Okay. On a daily basis. Like I said, you know, it's different because he'll teach you how to do it. And then fasting, that's another huge thing he taught me to do, fasting on a regular basis. Cause you see, the main thing that's going to pop up between you and what God wants you to do with your day is your flesh. That's the main thing. If Satan's going to come, but he's going to work through your flesh. That's going to be the main access point. Okay. So you need to kill that. Okay. You need to kill it. Okay? It's like you got a pair of spike cleats on and you're stomping on it every single day. You need to know that, okay? That's your worst enemy. You can't feed it. I couldn't imagine even for one second. When he gives you something, you don't drop it. You keep it, okay? You keep it. If he gives you the power and now you're waking up, let's say you're starting out and you're trying to wake up early and it's like, okay, I'm up at 5. Great. Don't draw back, okay? Maybe you'd like to wake up a little earlier, but you're not doing that good waking up early. Well, just make sure you don't wake up later. Okay, don't go in the don't draw back. He says, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Don't draw back. Okay, that's Hebrews chapter 10. Okay. All right, go forward only, okay? And bring your body under subjection. You know, this is 1 Corinthians 9 and 27. He says, I bring my body under the other after I preach others, I myself become a castaway. Okay? You have to bring your flesh under subjection. And he'll teach you how to do that with different things every single day. But it needs to be a constant thing. And this is how it works. You bring your flesh under subjection. It's gonna be hard when you first start. I wanna make that clear. But that's why you gotta be humble. Let him start small. Because a lot of times when you're trying to turn things around and you have like this really big changes you wanna make, you can get impatient and go, I'm gonna do all of it, and it's gonna be you, and it's not gonna work. You have to be patient. The Holy Spirit, he's gonna start small. He's gonna say, okay, do this every day. Do this every day. Okay, now do this every day. And it's gonna seem really small. It's not gonna seem like much, but I'm telling you, the kingdom of heaven is a cranium mustard seed, like I said. My exercise started with some goofy dancing for about 30 minutes. Okay, now I exercise a lot. I exercise like, because I got exercise in the morning, then I exercise with Pete and the kids in the afternoon, and then I do some before bedtime. You know, and my exercise in the morning is like really intense. It's some pretty good exercise, you know. That keeps me in really, really good shape, you know, which I really appreciate, because like I told you, I was really big, really overweight, and I didn't like it, okay? I'm glad to be healthy now and fit and in shape. I like that feeling, you know, where my temple is able to do what I want it to do, to be free to move. You know, it's a good feeling, you know. Okay, my diet, okay, I eat really, 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 really healthy, to be honest with you. I'm a vegetarian, you know, and there's nothing wrong with eating meat. I feed my family meat and stuff like that. Scripture's clear about that. But, you know, it's like, instead of, you know, desserts, like I already mentioned, I have like fruit and nut bars that are really healthy, you know, organic cocoa and cinnamon and, you know, and bananas, and it's really good. I love it. It tastes delicious. And honey and dates, you know, and things like that. Just really all natural desserts that are really delicious, you know what I mean? My meals are really, really wonderful, whole and natural and just really nourishing, you know, but they taste like super good, you know. And, you know, like I said, I'm a nice healthy weight too, which is good. It's a nice thing. I appreciate that. I'm very grateful that the Lord granted that onto me. But it started small, okay? It didn't start with, you know, these huge changes. It started little by little and this by this, you know. And it's just because if the Holy Spirit does it and you can keep it and stay with him, okay, which you can. All you got to do is be humble, because if you pray every day, read your Bible every day, and you keep those pillars in your day every single day, okay, he'll let you know, okay, because you'll be walking in the Spirit if you are losing something or if you are drawing back, and he'll deal with you about it. You go, oh no, and it's just a small little thing where you just need that little bit, okay, to keep you on the course, okay. And eventually you'll arrive at that point, okay, where you are who you desire to be, like a butterfly transformed, okay, totally different, okay. But the only thing I can tell you in terms of like my testimony, what the Holy Spirit had taught me, was that he will, and he'll do the same, you know, for you, because it's different. Each person's different. There's different access points that Satan has to. There's different access. There's different points where your flesh is probably really strong, okay, and really has a grip on you. But like for me, for example, with the waking up, it was just like, okay, wake up, put your flesh under your foot. Make sure that you don't wake up, let you know, that you don't just let your flesh naturally wake you up. You wake it up. You take authority over it from the minute you open your eyes. Boom. Open your eyes. Okay, time to pray. Okay, time to read that Bible. You know, go to bed. Okay, boom. Time to pray. Time to read that Bible. Time to worship. You know, Thanksgiving, you know, just capturing that mind. You know, bringing every thought, holding every thought obedient to the mind of Christ, you know, where it's like, it's this, rejoice evermore, you know, again, I say rejoice, you know, it's like that mind, like keeping your mind upon those good things, you know, just really the main thing though, the Holy Spirit taught me in order to accomplish all this, it wasn't so much about Satan as much as it was just my flesh. It really is. It was just my flesh. He just taught me every day to do two things ultimately, which is abide in the vine, have that time with him with prayer, and then and Bible reading. And then the second part of that was crucify my flesh every day. Fasting, okay? Because it's spiritual, okay? Your flesh is strong and powerful and fat if you don't kill it, okay? So you'll feel like doing things, okay? And it's not even that anything actually happens, but it's just you'll have this desire inwardly to do something, but your flesh will be so strong and fat that you won't do it. You'll sit there and it'll talk you into doing something else, like taking a nap. You're like, you know what, that's right. And then it'll lie to you and you'll believe it. Hey, you had a really rough day. Why don't you just take a nap? Okay, sounds good. Oh, I'm asleep. You know, it's like, it's fat. It's fat and wicked. You have to kill it and know it's your worst enemy every single day, okay? That's how these things are accomplished. And he'll teach you how to do it. For me, a lot of it was just fasting, exercise every day, okay? Varying degrees of intensity, but just something. Because you'll be amazed how just going for a walk is really hard. And why? It's spiritual. It's your flesh, okay? It's got strength and power over you if you don't crucify on a regular basis. So just going for a walk, which is super easy, it's just moving your feet, right? It's not even like a run or like jumping jacks or jumping rope or something intense, right? It's just a walk, right? A mild walk. Even that can feel very difficult, okay? But if the Holy Spirit is commanding you to do that every single day and you do it, okay, that's how you're going to keep that flesh under submission. And then when he commands you to do something that's really wonderful that you want to do and you go out and do it, it'll be a lot easier to obey him because that flesh will be out of the way. It won't be controlling you. Okay. Okay. So that's it. I pray that, my testimony has been helpful. Let's just go ahead and finish up with some prayer. Probably just ask that any sister that's listening, just for this to minister to her, as she, you know, goes throughout her day, and just, you know, that it just follows her around, and just for light bulbs to go off and for things to make sense and start clicking in ways that she can be an overcomer and a real champ, you know, and just really just that she starts to see how the beauty and power of just being a tiger, you know, just completely dominating her day, like owning it, you know, and taking authority over it, you know, for your kingdom and for your glory. Just for you alone, Father. Ask all these prayers you've always done in Jesus' name. Amen.